Governor Jay Inslee has enough donors to qualify for the candidate debates. Washington has a new LGBTQ commission, and one state lawmaker has resigned. A lot of news to talk about with Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins, who joins us live. Austin, let's start with Governor Inslee, who hit the donor threshold to get him on the debate stage next month.
That's right, Kirsten. He's met the 65,000 unique donors that he needs to qualify for the Democratic presidential debates. Previously, he had met another threshold, which was hitting 1% or higher in at least three qualifying polls. So now what the campaign is saying is that he is double qualified for these debates, which will, the first ones will be back-to-back events with 10 candidates each in Miami on June 26th and 27th. They're going to split up the field for those.
Is there anything that can keep him from the debates?
Well, the DNC, that's the Democratic National Committee, has imposed a limit of 20 candidates for the first debates, and we know that there are more candidates than that. Politico.com is saying that candidates like Inslee who hit both of the thresholds are going to get priority over those who only meet one, and Politico is saying that it's extremely unlikely that more than 20 Democrats will meet both the polling and the fundraiser criteria. So it sounds like he's probably a lock for these debates. He is, by the way, again, according to Politico, the 13th candidate to, quote, double qualify for these debates.
All right. Well, that's interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. And before he went back on the campaign trail, the governor signed a new bill into law creating an LGBTQ commission. What does this group do?
So among other things, this commission is supposed to consult with state agencies about the effects of those agency policies and practices on the unique problems and needs of the LGBTQ community. This commission will advise agencies on the development and implementation of comprehensive and coordinated policies, plans, and programs to address those needs. This commission will have 15 members appointed by the governor plus an executive director. And just for a little context here, Kirsten, this is a similar structure for the state's other minority commission. So we've seen this in the context of the Hispanic Commission, for instance, the African American Commission. Now the state will have this new LGBTQ commission.
All right. And looking at the legislature, Senator Guy Palumbo officially resigned from his seat on Friday. What's he doing next?
Right. He's going to be Amazon's director of public policy for the state of Washington, which is a fancy way of saying he's going to be a lobbyist. In fact, he is likely going to have to register as a lobbyist in Olympia to do this job. Previously, he worked at Amazon. In fact, he was one of the company's first 800 employees. This is, sort of a sudden resignation. It came kind of out of the blue. He was in the midst of a term, and of course, they're going to have to replace him. There will be a process for doing that. He was a newer member to the legislature, I would say rising in notoriety, certainly very outspoken on a lot of issues, and a business-minded, more conservative or moderate Democrat in that Senate caucus.
So other lawmakers have moved into lobbying roles as well, but there is a proposal that would require them to have a kind of sort of cooling off period before making the switch, right?
Correct. There are former lawmakers, there are former state agency heads and other former state officials who lobby in Olympia. This is not something that's new. Palumbo's close friend in the legislature, State Senator Reuven Carlisle of Seattle, has been pushing for years to require a one-year cooling-off period for people leaving state service before they can become a lobbyist. He reintroduced the bill again this year. It got a hearing but didn't move beyond that. In a message to me last week, Carlisle said he wasn't going to hold Palumbo to a standard that no one else follows. And quoting here, that he also said that the majority of the legislature hasn't been willing to create. This issue, though, I don't think is going away, and this is one of the more high-profile revolving door examples. I could see this issue coming back, but heretofore, the legislature hasn't seemed interested in limiting people's ability to move. Some people will say, look, it's a part-time citizen legislature, and you shouldn't handcuff people for their ability to go back into the private sector or lobby in Olympia after state service, and that a one-year waiting period would be unfair. Others say it's really important for integrity issues.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins joining us live this morning, as he does most Tuesday mornings at this time, on 88.5 KNKX.